Foley. And tourists going to Venice and Italy are told to drink from fountains. It's in a bid by the local council to cut down on the use of single-use plastic bottles. Holiday goers make
what?
Up...
I'm sorry, what? They drink from the fountain?
You're not going to be able to... you're being discouraged from buying a bottle of water in a shop.
So you can drink from the fountain? Not a fountain, like a statue fountain.
Well, there's
like a drinking fountain.
Well, would you give me a second?
It's just... I thought... I've this notion of...
Let the man speak.
What's the famous fountain?
The Trevi fountain.
Yeah. Jumping in for a drink.
Well, no, I wouldn't go drinking from the canal.
Bring your own straw.
The campaign will include a map of all drinkable fountains.
Okay, that's good.
Which they say can be found every 100 metres.
So not architectural fountains or design. So it's drinking fountains.
See what happens when you let me finish?
But you didn't say drinking fountains. You just didn't say
I said drink from fountains.
But drinking fountains is a very different thing, Benjamin.
Yeah, put your bottle up against that sewage discharge there.
This is what
there.
I'm saying, yeah.
It's 2 minutes past two.
Hey, Jack. Peely Peely.
Oh, Peely Peely sounds great. James.
Peely Peely time.
Peely Peely, Connor.
Peely.
Is that time already? Peely Peely time.
Peely Peely.
Sean.
Peely Peely.
Peely what?
Peely Peely. What are you talking about?
Get Peely Peely with the Monopoly game now at McDonald's. There are loads of great prizes to win. 18 plus to play. Ends 18th of October. ROI only. See rules at mcdonalds.ie/monopoly.
Today FM and OTB Sports.
With Sky, the Women's Super League is back. Watch Man City versus Arsenal on Sunday, live on Sky Sports.
Good afternoon, I'm Philip Egan. Shamrock Rovers kick off their Europa Conference League group campaign tonight. The League of Ireland champions face Swedish side Jure Gordons at Tala Stadium in their opening Group F game. Kickoff is 8 o'clock. At the same time, West Ham go up against Romanian side FCSB. That match is in Group B. Arsenal and Manchester United play their opening games in the Europa League this evening. The Gunners are away to Zurich in Group A from 5:45. United host Real Sociedad in Group E from 8. Shane Lowry's finished up on 6 under par on day one of the BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth. Rory McIlroy's ended up on 4 under. Graham McDowell's in the clubhouse on 1 under. And Jonathan Caldwell's 2 over with 3 to play. England's Tommy Fleetwood leads the way on 8 under par. And Leona Maguire and Stephanie Meadow are both level par in the early stages of the Kroger Queen City Championship on the LPGA Tour in Cincinnati. 8 players have a share of the early lead on 1 under. For all the latest and breaking news, you can turn on push notifications on your OTB Sports app now.
Today FM weather.
With Zurich. Put your home insurance in safe hands with Zurich.ie.
Mostly cloudy with showers. Some of them will be heavy sunny spells later too. Highs today of 17 to 20 degrees. Today FM News, a little more at 3.
Yeah, Ben Finney and everyone.
Nice, Ben. Well, he said fountains though.
I mean he did say fountains, yeah.
It's worth clarifying. He said fountains, and a fountain to me is like cherubs spouting water out of their mouths.
I get you.
And weeing into the fountain sort of thing, and people dangling their toes in it and cooling down their sandals and their flip-flops.
The nation is wading in, right? 0874.
They're not wading into fountains, though, are they?
No, they're not wading into fountains.
I mean, stay out of the fountain.
Don't drink from
Don't be drinking
fountains.
Out of the floozy in the jacuzzi.
We've had some correspondences. 0874 100 102. Katrina says, agree with Ray. Ben, very slow with the details on the fountain.
I mean, Katrina.
And that's why I said, what? What's that mean? I was drinking out of fountains. That's weird.
And Dee says, I just tune in for the Daily Row.
There you go. Job done.
You can set your watch by it. 2:03, 2:04 p.m. I tell you what, it happens like clockwork. All right, then, here we go. Gorgeous.
What
was the last one you thought you'd see there?
Sings like an angel.
Well, I didn't mean to cause a big scene.
Just wait.
Isn't he brilliant? He's a dope.
Sing it, kid.
You'll never.
Kid!
This is what I'm going to sound like at about 9 o'clock tomorrow night.
Oh my god, I can't believe it.
Of cash. We've got more cash on the line.
Cash machine.
Oh my god, it's a rollover. €23,544.93. That's 23544.93 if you're writing it down. €23,544.93. No one answered yesterday, so it's a rollover. You want to win the cash? Text the word win to 57557. W-I-N to 57557. Text costs €2.50 plus your standard message rate to play. You got to be over 18. You're playing across the Go Loud network of stations. And terms and conditions are on our website at todayfm.com. Get in by three. You've got 53 minutes and counting. Get it in by three. Win to 57557. We could be calling you between three and four if we do. If your phone rings, if it's a block number or a number you don't recognise, are you going, Jesus, that? Don't let it ring five times. Answer as quickly as you can. Answer within five rings. Tell us the total. You win all the cash. €23,544.93. And text win to 57557. Ireland, good luck.
Playing the music you love and paying out thousands in cash today.
In here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running,
and running, running, and running, running,
and running, running,
and running, running,
and running, running, and running, running, and
in this context, there's no disrespect, so when I bust my rhyme, you break your neck. We got 5 minutes for us to disconnect from all intellect and let the rhythm affect. The inhibition, follow your intuition, free your inner soul and break away from tradition. Cause when we be out, girl, it's pulling me out. You wouldn't believe how we wow shit out. Turn it till it's burned out, turn it till it's turned out. Act up from Northwest East Side.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoned,
come on,
get it started,
come on,
get it started,
get it started.
Let's get it started,
ha,
let's get it started
in here.
Let's get it started,
ha,
let's get it started.
Control a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump into it. Y'all hear about it, the P's will do it. Get started, get stupid. Don't worry about it, people will walk you through it step by step like an infant new kid. Inch by inch with a new solution. Transmit hits with no delusion. The feeling's irresistible and that's how we moving.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stupid, get started,
get started.
Deal. At the gate, we'll bring the bug dot drills. Just lose your mind, this is the time. Your can't stand still, twist and bang your spine.
Just
bob your head like me, Apple D. Up inside your club or in your Bentley. Get messy, loud and sick. Your mind fast, no more on another head trip.
So
come down now, do not correct it. Let's get ignorant, let's get hectic.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stoked, get started,
come on.
Get started.
FM.
If you don't wanna see me,
care where I ended up. I'm all good already, so moved on, it's scary. I'm not where you left me at all. So, if you don't wanna see me dancing with somebody, if you wanna believe that anything can stop me, don't show up.
And don't start now. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, very good afternoon to you. How you doing? Your afternoon pals. Raymond here. JP there.
How you doing? How's it going?
Your cuddly afternoon radio buddies. Please don't cuddle me too much. I'm a little sticky today, actually. It's going to be sick.
Like I've got a glaze, a sheen.
Got a sheen on you, yeah.
I'm very, very...
Have you slathered yourself in Vaseline?
I'm trying...
It's not Vaseline, is it?
Did you say it's like I've slathered myself?
Well, I asked you if you had slathered yourself.
I've been using a what's that, a low-calorie spray.
Fry light.
Well, I was in...
He's gone. Guys, he's gone. He's gone.
I was in Slimming World years ago, right? And they recommended I use Fry... what is it? It is Fry light or one of them. It's like a... It's a low calorie spray, and they said get rid of your olive oil, and get rid of your vegetable oils and your sunflower oils and all that, and instead your rapeseed oil, and instead use the squirty low calorie spray. And she said, squirt till your thumb hurts. Versus she said,
all right.
I'll be cooking the dinner. I'll be there an hour and a half. Squeeze it out. Love, is the dinner ready? Give me another 90 minutes or so. Squirt till your thumb hurts was the expression she used. And I didn't lose a single pound. I had to stop going.
Yeah.
Because I kept going up.
Dear. Not the results you were looking for.
No. Lovely people, though. It was more of a kind of a group getting together. So that's the thing about Slimming World that they say about it is that, like, I went for like a month and a half. So six sessions or thereabouts. And lovely people, very nice atmosphere. They give you snacks, like.
Ah, here. Come they on. Sell you. Defeats the purpose.
Low
sure.
calorie snacks.
Okay.
And just a lovely sort of get together. And it's like, Mike, how are you getting on? Of course, Mike, you were struggling. How are you feeling now, Mike? And. Mary, how are you getting on? And
Your kids have gone to college now, Mary, so it's just yourself in the house, isn't that right? How are you getting on? Are you all right? Ray, how are you getting on? Don't talk to me. don't look at me. Ray, you up again this week, are you?
So I didn't go back for week 7 because I thought this woman is getting so disappointed. Everyone in the group was so disappointed.
You were ruining the average.
I was ruining the score for the local Slimming World group. Very upsetting stuff. All right then. What are we doing today? Are we doing Gauntlet today?
We are indeed.
We're keeping an eye on... is it Buckingham Palace? No, she's in Windsor. She's up in...
I think she might be up at Sandringham or something. She's not in Windsor.
She's in Scotland somewhere.
She's somewhere up in Scotland. Balmoral. Yeah. Is it Balmoral?
Balmoral is the Queen of England's residence. There's no confirmation. It's doing the rounds on Twitter. Everyone's like speculating as to her health and whether or not she's all right. But I suppose we'll be... not revealing, but we'll keep an eye on that in the news. Through the afternoon, and Ben mentioned it, of course, at 2 o'clock, but there's been no official announcement. As of yet, that's the top story in the news. Did I say the Gauntlet?
You did indeed.
Yeah, we got Gauntlet this afternoon as well. Looking forward to that. And we're looking ahead to Garth as well. Apparently, Garth Brooks is in Dublin. He's going to be meeting the Irish media, but there were reports ahead of him arriving that he's super wary and his people are super concerned about him getting COVID, about him getting a cold or a flu, because when you're talking about doing 5 gigs in Croke Park in front of 400,000 people over the course of a week or two, if you get sick on like the first night and cancel or go into a bubble, that's a whole... It's not a matter of like cancelling a night in Whelan's. It's a whole other state of affairs. So I don't know how it is he's going to be meeting the media or doing a meet and greet. Is he going to be doing it on video or something, I wonder?
I don't know. Could he be behind a sheet or something? Is he doing it from a bubble?
Behind a sheet. How do we know it's Garth back there? I mean, it's just a fella back there going, yee-haw. And saying, yeah, well, ma'am. Well, sir, thank you kindly for that question. It's a Southern American man from the deep south crying.
Always crying.
It's got to be Garth Brooks then. How do we know it's actually him? I'll be checking in that as well this afternoon. Do the roll call after this, 0874 100 102. The Fratellis on Today FM.
Why you must be a girl with shoes like that? She said you know me well. I've seen you, little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. Someone said you was asking after me, but I know you're best as a blagger. I said, tell me your name, is it sweet? She said, my boy is Dagger. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me gear, thank you dear, bring your sister over here. Let her dance with me just for the hell of it. She said you got me wrong. I would've sold him to you if I could. I just kept the last of my clothes on. Oh yeah. Call me up, take me down with you when you go. I could be your regular bell. And I'll see dance for little Stephen and Joanna around the back of my hotel. Oh yeah. I was good, she was hot, stealing everything she got. I was bold, she was over the worst of it. Give me a kiss, thank you dear, bring your sister over here, let her dance with me just for the hell of it. Thank you.
Delis and Chelsea Dagger. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. It's Ray Foley for your Thursday afternoon. How you doing? Let's do a roll call. I'm Ray Foley. There's JP.
Asha.
Oh, very nice. And let's go over live now to the Garth Brooks press conference that he's doing with Irish media ahead of his incredible gigs in Croke Park.
Is he sound checking
over the next? This is a live sound check.
Wow,
stage sound check. He's without the mixing and the processing.
Yeah, he can't hear himself in his ears
without the full show.
This guys, is the feed I'm getting is off.
This is the unprocessed feed. That kid nails it, though. I swear to God. Ah, yeah. And tell us, kid, will you be okay? Oh, good. Yeah, it'll be grand. Go on, son.
Right, okay.
That'll do ya. 0874-100-102. Your texts and your WhatsApps. This afternoon, Ray on Shaw. Let's see. Who was texting? On Shaw, lads. Foley, that clip at the top of the show reminds me of that old short-lived feature, What's Mia Singing? Was it Mia or Maya? The amount of useless information my brain retains is astounding. Lads, love the show. Hey, cheers, brother. Yeah, we had a feature years ago called What's Mia Singing? Do you remember this?
Who was Mia?
Mia was the daughter, is the daughter, I imagine, of Niall Boylan. The talk show presenter on 4FM. What's it called now? It's Classic.
Yeah.
So I was pals with Niall at the time, and he used to record these things of his kid. She was only like 6 or 7, Mia. And she would listen to popular songs on her headphones, sing along, and make an absolute jock of them, and then you'd have to work out what she was singing.
We should bring that back.
That was great. Do you know what? I might have a few of them on my hard drive.
They're still good to go.
Play them. Mia will kill us. She's probably like 21 now. We'll get a cease and desist from her solicitor. Ray, it's squirt till it hurts. What's the what? Squirt.
You said squirt till your thumb hurts.
Squirt till your thumb hurts. Squirt till it hurts is the expression they use in Slimming World. Love from Slimming World consultant in Longford. You're welcome. You're welcome back to my group, by the way. From Tona? Is it Tona?
Tona, looks like, yeah.
Tona or Tina, thanks for the text. Yeah, Longford is a long way to go to fail at Slimming World. Ray, consider this an early vote for your gauntlet entry, not JP's. Can I get a Garth ticket in return? Love the show. Hey. A from Ryan and Ennis. I've sold two of them. Two of them are gone.
Oh, they're gone. Wow.
I've only got two left if anyone
Massive
wants.
Massive progress.
Yeah, I've made a grand on them. Made a cool 1,000 euro. No, face value only. On show, Ray and team, I'll be late today. Just going down to the local swimming pool to fill up my bottles of water, as per Ben's advice from Gillian. Gillian says she loves the rows as well between me and Ben. Yeah, we're always around. That's an old thing as well, because Ben used to email in. When Ben was a kid, Ben would email in to the show. Usually, it would be negative, or it would be sort of picking holes in our broadcasting.
We go way back with Ben Finnegan.
He was a child. He must have been about 14 or 15 at the time. Ben used to email in to us. This is true. And on our podcast, I said a terrible, terrible thing about him, child. Yeah.
And it stuck.
And it stuck. It's a terrible nickname for him. And we still had that chemistry.
Mm.
Now that Ben is working in radio, that chemistry is still very much alive.
He's held that grudge for a long time.
I've held that grudge for a long time. It's a two-way street. Ahoy, Ray. I might be out sick today. I've been sucking on the nib of a fountain pen for the last 10 minutes. My tongue's blue and my belly's in bits from Shane. Guys, any chance of... Well, no, we can't. We're not going to be chatting to Garth. We were speaking to him a couple of months ago, actually, ahead of preparations for
the gigs ahead of him arriving here, and he was putting on extra tickets at the time, but I don't think he's going to be talking or doing exclusive interviews. He's going to be prepping and getting his act together. He is speaking to Irish media, but I think you need to actually show up and go to the thing and bring your microphones with that little yellow little spongy thing on the top. Yeah, you need it. Very professional. Dermot Kennedy, this is Today FM.
There's lessons in love sometimes.
Dermot Kennedy, Something to Someone. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Yeah, so we're talking about a thing we used to do years ago called What's Mia Singing? Mia at the time was a child. She's probably an adult now. What's Mia Singing? A classic bit from back in the day where we put headphones. So Mia has headphones on.
Yeah, so she can't hear herself singing.
Yeah.
But she can hear the song singing along
to. So she's singing along with a song.
Yeah.
And then her singing is being recorded and we need to identify what it is that she's singing. Even from listening to the bit, I already know the song.
Do you?
Yeah, genuinely. Right. And it's hard, man. This is from back in the day. What's Mia Singing from, I don't know, 1994 or there, but I'm joking.
Have a listen to this.
Tonight, hear it all.
By the way, we can play this now.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we can play now.
Well, I have no idea what the song is.
We can play this now in 2022.
Okay.
If you know, don't ring us in. I mentioned the number in this. Don't ring us in. Text us 0874 100 102, and your voicemails, preferential treatment for voicemail entries. 0874 100 102. We'll give you a Supermax voucher.
Sure, why not?
And I need it all. And I'm not special. Now I'm a car.
Now I'm a car.
Now I'm a sofa.
Now I'm a sofa. Any ideas? 1850-715-100.
Text in.
And I need it all. And I'm not special. Now I'm a car.
I'm special. Now I'm a car.
Now I'm a car.
Now I'm a sofa.
I'm a sofa.
Right, okay.
I know to be half a ball. Then I'm going to want to be turned wrong.
So the question is, what's Mia singing?
There it is, right, okay. Wasn't she adorable, though?
Adorable. Oh, hang on, we're getting some guesses.
Get your text in, 0874 100 102. I'll give you a couple of minutes to text in that. Record it in on WhatsApp. Record yourself, your entry. Who are you? Where are you from? And we've got Supermax vouchers to an unknown value. 0874 100 102. Record that in. I'll play Fragma. Fragma coming up. Yes, we've got The Weeknd next.
Ray
as well.
Foley.
Stick around
with Supermax and the Plaza Group.
Fragma, Joker's Miracle. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. What a song. Throwback Thursday on the broadcast. That's totally a thing we should do, isn't it? Just do an old thing we used to do when we were kids, when we used to come up with new ideas. All right, kids. This is What's Mia Singing, a bit we used to do years ago where a kid called Mia had headphones on. She was singing along to a popular song at the time and being recorded. But of course, her singing wasn't on par with the studio sound quality she was hearing in her headphones. Can you identify the song that she's singing? It's still a popular song. It's the song that would still get played. We want your voice notes on 0874 100 102. Let's bongo. Voice notes and guesses 0874 100 102. John's over there. Hi, John.
Hey, lads. John here. The Aretha Franklin version of Nessun Dorma? Pretty sure.
The Aretha Franklin version of Nessun Dorma.
I mean, it's close, isn't it?
At the time, I think Mia was about 6 or 7 when she was singing.
Right.
Can we do this again? My kid is 8, but he doesn't know any songs. This is my problem. Like, if I was to give him songs, he only knows the theme tune of Lazy Town is my kid's favourite sing-along song.
Do you own a child who can sing?
Can we borrow your child?
Yes.
Hello, Today FM here with an urgent appeal. We want to borrow your child for an exciting radio bit called What's Your Child Singing? Who's this? Emma is guessing. Emma, what's the song she's singing?
Hi, it's Emma in Donegal.
Hi, Emma.
It's not the Lazy Song by Bruno Mars, is it?
No.
It's very cool.
It is a good song, but it's not.
Love the show.
Hey. And Jack's there. Hello, Jack.
Is it Shania Twain? That don't impress me much.
I love that song. I absolutely love Shania.
He really does.
It's one of my favourite songs in the world.
Is it Shania Twain? That don't impress me much. Or that song about being in love with her car.
Being in love with her car.
That's not one of the same.
That's the same song.
Yeah.
Okay, so you love your car. So you got a nice car. Okay, so you got a Brad. You look like Brad Pitt. What's the other one? You're smart. All right.
Basically, in that song, Shania wanted an ugly male who didn't own a car, probably didn't have a job. I honestly, her
an ugly, stupid, broke man.
I'm right over here. Hi.
How you doing? Did anyone get it right? Did I ring a phone number?
Go on, punch in some digits.
Give it away, Supermax voucher.
It's ringing.
Who are we ringing?
Damo. This is a loud number.
Hello, Damien speaking.
Hello, Damien. It's Ray Foley here from Today FM Radio Ireland calling. How are you?
All right, Ray. How are you?
Merely surviving. What's happening today? What's going on? What are you at?
Not just working here at the moment.
What do you work at?
I'm a financial advisor.
A financial advisor. Buy low, sell high.
That's it. Sell.
Get the hell out of the tracker mortgages, I think is your advice. Although in fairness, I mean, the people that have been on tracker mortgages for years have probably done well enough off them over the last several years that you'd probably stay on them for the time being anyway, wouldn't you?
That's it. Well, they're flying at the moment. They would have made a lot, but I'm not going to lie, it's not me who looks after that bit here in the office.
Right, okay. I've just rang up for a frothy radio bit, and then I'm asking you for financial
advice. This guy, Charlie Weston, what's happening here? Come on.
Damien, do you want any shout outs? Do you want to say hello to anyone this afternoon?
Can I say hello to everybody here in Christy McGee Insurance's Inns and Dog?
Sure,
get
sure.
Get that thing in there. Right. Wife, Jenny, and the two kids.
Beautiful stuff. Tell us, what was Mia, the child, singing?
Was it Black Eyed Peas, I Got a Feeling?
Tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
It is.
Tonight. I got my money.
Paid.
You leave it all. I'm a special.
Smash it.
Now I'm a car. Now I'm a sofa.
Let's kick it. You got it, sir. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You did it. We don't know how much the voucher is for, but
mystery amount.
I'm guessing it'll be more than a fiver. And less than 500.
Not so bad. Hey, it's better than the cash call.
Is it better than the cash call? Is it really?
Yeah.
Dude, you are the worst financial advisor in Ireland. If you're saying Supermax voucher is better than the cash machine call for €23,544.93. But,
I might get the call yet.
Matt's was never my strong suit, I have to say. Listen, Damien, thanks so much for taking the call. You're a great sport.
Oh, and Ray.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Cheers, brother. Right then.
With Supermax and Super Subs. Delicious subs, soups, and salads.
Oh, what a song! Relight My Fire from Take That. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Because I need. Leather, I think. Was it red leather? Chains and whips and all that kind of business. Boys, give over, really. Such a good song, man. Relight My Fire. Take That. This is Today FM, and we're doing the Gauntlet.
The Gauntlet.
Yes. Let's do this, mother. So
So you're insisting that I insisted that we would do this week. I thought it was we mutually agreed we were going to do it, and now I have massive amounts of remorse and regret that I've done this. What I've done.
Here's how the gauntlet works. One member of the team throws down a radio gauntlet, a challenge, if you will, of something to do based around a theme. We make it, we play it, you vote which one's the best. 0874 100 102 for your texts, WhatsApps, feedback, criticism. This afternoon, we accept all forms of communication. 0874 100 102 texts or WhatsApps or voice notes in there. We, as always, love to hear from you. The theme for the gauntlet this afternoon and this week, we were thinking of Garth.
Yep.
We were thinking of Electric Picnic, because Electric Picnic tickets are going on sale again. Uh-huh. Is it tomorrow they're going on sale?
This weekend. Yeah, this weekend. Anyway, yeah.
But in the end, JP was the one throwing down the gauntlet, and you've gone for
Back to School.
The Gauntlet.
Back to School, and JP's going first. Set the scene.
Okay. Well, I recorded this yesterday. I spent a long time pouring a lot of love into this. Mm-hmm. I have chopped it down.
All your love is poured out.
I've spent all of my love. I've chopped it down, so it's mercifully short. Mm-hmm. So that's one of its plus points. And what I would say is, you know, around this time of year, back to school, I think it gives all of us a bit of the fear, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
We all feel it.
The heebie-jeebies.
You've got the heebie-jeebies.
The jitters.
But I think it must be especially bad for one group of people. For them, in many ways, it's like a horror movie.
Detention. Homework. No, it's just a dream.
What was that? It was just a dream.
I got news for you, Johnny. This here is no dream. You may have turned 27 this summer, but you're going back to school because you're a teacher. It's official. This summer is over. Back to School, the movie.
I know what you did last summer.
Hey, I was just about to say that. I know what you did last summer. This summer just gone. Because you've been telling everyone about your 3 months of holidays this summer.
Yeah, I went to Croatia and learned, you gotta go, and learned how to make sourdough bread. It was great. I'm telling you, you gotta go.
Back to School, the movie. The mornings are dark. The kids are snotty. They're gonna wreck your head. And midterm's still 2 months away. Randomly saying this summer, back to school, the movie. That's right, teach. Neil Kiadaga Dugaji and Laris. Until you've marked that homework.
You just put another random. Is that because the kids are farting in the classroom? Is this, what's your thinking there?
The fart noise at the end was really my own personal judgment about what I just produced.
The Gauntlet.
What was the thing? Because there was lots of farts in there.
I mean, there was a lot of thinking, but none of the thoughts were particularly well joined up. I mean, that was the problem. You might have thought I was under the influence when I put that together, but honestly, I wasn't.
I loved the voice. If I'm looking for positive points,
right?
I loved the voice.
This summer, that one.
That.
This summer.
You could actually do ads for horror films.
Oh, okay.
This summer.
This summer.
This summer. And that you called it a movie.
A movie.
This summer, the number one movie.
And of course, we should spare a thought for the teachers, because they're doing the Lord's work.
In the horror.
You can imagine going back this way. It was late last week and this week. They're suffering on all of our behalfs, and we hugely appreciate their sturgeon work. I loved it. I'm not going to lie, I loved it. That was
very
generous
of you. Thank you very much.
Back to School is the theme on the gauntlet. I'm going to have to do the next one. Ooh. We'll do that in a couple of minutes. That was JP's gauntlet. David Beckett. David Beckett. David Guetta. Becky Hill. But
made my heart whole. I've given up on romance.
Naughty Boy Sam Smith. La La La. Today FM. Play the music you love. Alright, good afternoon. Bon Thursday, we're nearly there. What is it, people? Mini Friday. Friday Eve. Shut up. Thursday. Very good afternoon to you. We're doing the gauntlet here on the radio this afternoon.
The Gauntlet.
That's what it's called. A radio challenge. One of us throws down the gauntlet. And this week, it's back to school. That's the theme we're operating within. The parameters we're operating within the gauntlet this week. 0874 100102. JP just did his, which was last summer.
This summer.
The teachers are facing a horror movie. Because teachers with weird, randomly sound fart sound effects.
Sprinkled, I think there's about five if you're counting. For fans of counting, I believe there's about five.
Fans of fart counting, yeah. Several.
Did you spot them all?
Lads, stop. I'm in the office shaking with laughter. People must think I'm having an episode from Cara. There's another exciting episode of The Ray Foley Show here on Today FM last summer. A movie. Slightly rubbish. This is the thing that I don't appreciate, and you need to stop doing this with the gauntlet.
What do you mean?
Don't set us up with how bad it is before you do it. Let us do that after we hear it.
I just can't take the judgment from
you. I don't want you to tell me how bad it is before I hear it. I want to hear it and then express how I feel about it being bad. Do you know what I mean?
You want me to have more confidence in myself.
Don't be telling me how bad it is before I play it. Slightly rubbish. This is Lisa in Tip. Slightly rubbish is all part of the charm, JP.
Thanks, Lisa. Cheers.
You still gave me a laugh. Bring it on, Ray. Ooh. From Lisa and Tip.
Love the show. Hey.
Right, let me see. Mine is brilliant, of course.
Naturally. Sometimes we worry that we're going to do the same kind of thing.
No.
So this is completely
we
different.
We haven't. This is an ad, but it's for an exciting new product. This time of year is always... There's certain things that you associate with, like new pencil cases, new rulers, new set squares, new T-squares, new stationery, new uniforms. You got your new lunchbox over there. You got your, I got a new school bag, new shoes. Look at the new shoes. I'm wearing
lovely shoes. Yeah.
Fresh new shoes. Yeah. And new books.
Oh, Roger.
The unmistakable smell of new books. There's something about that smell that is... in itself educational. Something that if you could bottle the smell of new books and use it for educational purposes.
Right.
Just a little spray.
Uh-huh.
And that will make you cleverer. That will make you stronger in the world of education. So I hereby propose to you that we bottle the smell of new books ahead of back to school. Have a listen.
Hey, parents, are you struggling helping your little darlings with their homework?
It's the square root. You just carry the one.
Daddy, when's mommy coming home?
They're back after summer, and homework's a bummer.
No, that's your Amshire Shokacha. We're talking about Amshire Oshtanuk.
Daddy, I don't think you're the right person for this job.
Are you feeling frustration with primary level education? How are you not getting this? Well, I've got the solution for you. Just... breathe through the nose. Oh, hi there. I'm Ray Foley, Ireland's third most loved broadcaster. And this is my son, Andrew.
Third most loved?
Yeah, third in Ireland, like.
I don't...
Well, Ian Dempsey'd be number one.
Well, yeah, obviously.
And then Jennifer Zamparelli.
Okay.
And then me, number three. And we're here to tell you about our exciting new educational product. Here, smell this.
This homework smells wonderful.
That's because it's our brand new book smell.
So fragrant.
That's right. Using our patented technology, we've managed to bottle and mass produce the unmistakable back-to-school new book smell.
I feel smarter already.
And application is so simple. You just spray yourself and your kid down before you start the homework. And by the time you're done, you'll have brains to burn.
You make it sound so simple.
Thanks, even a kid could do it.
No, I said, you sound so simple.
Oh. New book smell for him or for her.
Wow, it feels like I'm learning through my nose.
Don't give your kids the education they need. Give them the education they deserve with new book smell.
My dad says when I grow up, I'll be just as smart as he is, which is concerning.
Pick up the phone and order now, and we'll throw in a free bottle of new carpet smell. And coming soon, new car smell. It's the fragrance of back to school. New book smell, exclusively on Ray Foley Disinfectant and Educational Products.com.
I love you, Daddy.
Yeah, I love you too, kid.
The Gauntlet.
like the way you roped in your child to sling insults at other people. That's, it was handy to sort of palm off the blame on him. He's the one saying it.
Nobody said anything.
Just laughter. It was just good times. That's all it was. Just lots of laughter.
Well, we did actually. I didn't. I just told him to say all those things. But we didn't actually have a back and forth.
So you just chopped it together at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. See, now you're roped in a team.
Yeah, so I win.
It's a team effort.
Yeah, fair enough. You're right.
I can see. Don't even send in your votes. We know he's
won. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Great crack. 0874 100102. Texts and WhatsApps for us on the gauntlet this afternoon. Where's your vote going, JP or Ray, for our back to school gauntlet this afternoon?
Ray Foley.
All right, stick around then.
With Supermax, home of the 100% Irish chicken breast sandwich. Visit supermax.ie.
Cash machine call coming up and Usher next. Take that rewinder back. Ray and JP, I've got the tunes to make your booty go. Stop. Stop it. Give over. Usher, Ludacris, yeah, Today FM. We play the music you love. Very good afternoon. Welcome to Thursday. My name is Ray Foley. There's JP.
How are you doing?
And your texts and your WhatsApps this afternoon regarding the gauntlet. If you missed it, you're going to have to catch it on the podcast or the listen back, todayfm.com or the Go Loud app. Are we on the Go Loud app?
We are.
Are you joking?
We've made it, Jack.
You can go and listen back to our two gauntlets for Thursday. And your votes, please. 0874 100102. Lads, it's the laughing in the background that makes it. Always the case from Joe. Love JPs as a teacher. It's so accurate from Nicola. With the farts particularly, Nicola?
Must be.
A stinky classroom? Mm. Love it, Ray. You missed a great opportunity, though. Don't give them the education they need. Give them the education they breathe.
Oh, clever.
From Mark. That's very good. It has to be Ray this week. Close, though. Only won it by a nose from Shane. Pun intended.
Ew.
Definitely, JP, feeling the fear as a teacher here in Frankfurt with the windows still wide open, even though the kids went home an hour and a half ago, due to the enthusiastic farts of a 7 and 8-year-old. From Margaret. Margaret, thanks a million for the text and thoughts and prayers. And Ray, what are the child labour laws in Ireland? You've been exploiting children for years. From that kid, me, earlier, to your own brood, Dara in Dublin. Love the show. Hey. Yeah, my own brood. I pay him in bed and board.
Okay, he earns his keep.
He gets a bedroom and a bowl of cornflakes once a day. And Ray, that was great. I feel though that Andrew did the heavy lifting there. You played more of a supporting role. Loving the show. Hey, from Stuart and Sandy Mudd. Cheers, Stu.
Oh my god! Oh my god! I can't believe it. Thank you so much.
As a winner of the gauntlet, oh my god, I can't believe it. Thank you so much.
Today FM's Cash Machine.
Alright, over 23k on the line for you with no winner yesterday, so it is a rollover. Big money on the line. You need to know the exact amount. I'm not telling you what it is, but if we call you, you need to know it. Tell us what it is and you've won all that cash. Barry's making that call for us. Let's go. Thanks, Ray.
You're welcome.
One ring.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon, Barry. Done phoning.
Are you serious? Oh, jeez. I'll have to. Oh, hold on a second.
Yeah, yeah. Take your time. Take your sweet time.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Amazing. Who are we talking to for a start?
My name is Lara O'Brien. I'm in Killarney.
Lara, it's an absolute pleasure. Who are the kids? Give them a shout out.
Jesus Christ, I'm weak. I have Millie in the car. I have Aaron in the car, and Charlie is asleep.
Okay, so if you win, is Charlie going to wake up with all the cheering, or do we have to keep quiet with this for Charlie?
No, you don't have to keep quiet. Oh my god!
Okay, guys, your mom is about to win big on the cash machine, Lara. You know we didn't get a winner yesterday, and it's just as well because it's an even bigger amount of money right now.
Oh my god!
Gather your thoughts.
23,544.93.
Lara, it's paid off. You are a winner.
Yay! Yay! Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh my God. I often thought about it. What would you do if you won? So, and one day I was driving along after dropping them to school, and there's this thing about a bus in Kerry for disability services. I always said if I won, I will give half to buy a bus. So I will give half to buy a bus for Kerry Disability Services. and I will keep the rest of it. And God knows what I'll do with it.
Lara, I think that is extraordinarily generous.
Look, my little girl has Down syndrome, and I always see this bus, and I just say, they're amazing. Oh my God, they have me off a few bills.
Lara,
there you go.
We think you're amazing. I know the celebrations are going to be happening for hours in the car and when you get home now, and it's well worth celebrating. €23,544.93, Lara. It's yours.
Thank you so much.
The winning continues with Today FM's Cash Machine. Listen to the last word at 5pm to hear that new cash amount, and we could be calling you tomorrow afternoon.
Today FM's Cash Machine.
Ah, Lara, you're after killing me with that.
I felt my heart move in my chest there when she said that. That's incredible.
That's strange that you elicited an emotional reaction from either of our cold, dead hearts. Oh, my God. Lara, you beauty. What a sweetheart of a lady to hear her winning on the cash machine this afternoon. Ah, Jakers. You bring a tear to a glass eye. Fair play. This is Today FM. D.O.B. Hayley Williams and Airplanes. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Ah, Jakers.
Wowzers.
What was that lady's name again, sorry?
Lara, wasn't it?
Unbelievable. On the Today FM cash machine this afternoon. She's after winning €23,544.93. She says she's going to donate it to a bus for kids in her locality nearby. They're raising money to buy a bus. Oh, will you stop?
Oh, it's 7-4. It's gone crazy.
Don't be coming on here. Don't be... with your loveliness. Okay. This is not a place for
we
that.
We can't take it.
For that kind of loveliness, don't be coming on here.
Not built for it.
We've just been doing our funny...
Nonsense
with the gauntlet and all that crap. And then you're coming on here with this utter sweetness.
Yeah.
You got any text there? 0874-100-102.
Millions. Too many to read out, Ray, but here's a flavour. Lara just made me cry. Congratulations to her, and what a kind person. I'm here valeting a car in Kilkenny, and that will bring a tear to your eye. Mm. Well done. Fair play to you. Congratulations on the win. Brilliant. Lads, that lady is unreal. OMG. Johnny and Cashel. And lads, I'm nearly crying here. What a lady, what a winner, and my God, she deserves her good luck. The lads holding it in the transit, which speaks for all of us, I think.
Absolutely. And her little girl screaming and shouting in the background as well. It was adorable. Lara, the real winner. Forget me winning the gauntlet this afternoon. The true winner this afternoon.
I love the fact that you actually did mention your victory, though.
Well, worth noting. Once again.
Sorry, I cut across you. You might want to repeat that.
Chalk it down. I won the gauntlet this week. But Lara gave away half of her winnings to a fundraiser, and she's an absolute legend.
Wow.
Beautiful.
What a legend.
Right. I still have 3 months of Yazoo Kids to give away. Still haven't opened up the competition. 3 months of Yazoo Kids, just in time for back to school. Strawberry, banana, and chocolate flavours in handy 200ml bottles. Perfect for lunchboxes as the little ones are heading back to school. We've also got a day pass to Dublin Zoo and one night B&B stay for 2 adults and 2 kids at the Castleknock Hotel in Dublin, plus an evening meal. Terms and conditions apply. And then the 3 month supply of Yazoo Kids. And then at the end of the week, an upgrade for a year's pass for Dublin Zoo, the stay at the Castleknock Hotel, not for a year. We're not putting you up for a year at the hotel, for crying out loud. And a year's supply of Yazoo Kids. What we're doing is we're shaking up our Yazoo and we're shaking up some songs. Tell us what the song is. 0874-100-102. That's not easy.
I think that's dead easy.
I think it's kind of hard compared to the last 2 days now. Is that giving you a clue there? Right, if you know what this is, 0874-100-102. The artist or the song, along with your details, please. We'll get you to win. We'll get a winner in the next few minutes.
With Supermax and the Plaza Group, always the perfect pit stop on your journey.
Way you move. Bobby Rockers. I like the way. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ray Foley on for your Thursday afternoon. Forget me. It's all about Lara giving away her cash. She was a winner on the Today FM cash machine this afternoon. So much love coming in for her and her baby girl. Well, she had a few kids in the back of the car, actually. Shout out to the guys. And she says she's donating half of it, which is just incredible. Text, more, I should look at. Is there any point in us doing anything else for the rest of the show now, is there?
Well, we could get by on just reading out the textual love for Lara.
It's the kind of thing as well that it makes you question yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You were like, would I give away, if I won, let me go, what's the total again? €23,544.93.
How much are you giving away?
There's a lot of us listening and be like, I don't think I give away half of it.
I need the money.
Yeah. Unbelievable. 0874-100-102.
Lara's making me cry in work. Make her stop, please. Was Al. OMG, how fab is Lara giving away half her money? What a gem from Anya. Mm. And Lisa says, OMG as well. What a legend Lara is. Delighted for her.
Fair play to her. She's awesome. Making the rest of us look bad.
Lara for Taoiseach.
I'm voting. She gets my number one. Okay. Yazoo Kids have given us a 3 month supply to give away every day. 3 month supply for Yazoo Kids. 200ml bottles. They're in Minions bottles. Have you seen that? I saw that online. Okay. Yeah. A strawberry, banana, and chocolate flavours in handy 200ml bottles. Yazoo Kids. Perfect for lunchboxes. You probably haven't had it in your own lunchbox. Shake it up, though. You got to shake it up and shake up this song.
Shake that bottle.
Oh, this is the song. We're shaking up. As it was.
Am I ringing? Where am I ringing?
Let's go to the phones. This is an Offaly number.
You're darling. Yeah, that is definitely Offaly.
You know it. It's ringing. It's still ringing.
Karen, that's your phone.
Hello.
Hello, Karen.
Yes.
Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Did you hear your woman on the cash machine a few minutes ago?
I did. Oh my God.
So come here.
And I want.
If you win 3 months' supply of Yazoo Kids,
we want 1.5 months of that.
You're going to have to give away 1.5 months of it, okay?
You want to discuss that with the 16-year-old here sitting beside me?
Who's the 16-year-old? Who's there with you?
My son Daniel. We're waiting to collect my daughter from school.
And what's your daughter's name?
Katie.
All right. Hi, Daniel.
Well,
water. Come here. I was playing the song backwards. We were shaking up there with Yazoo Kids. What do you think it is, guys?
Harry Styles, As It Was.
Ah, yes.
The same as it was. As it was. Everybody, as it was. You know it's not the same as it was.
You're our winners then. You've got the 3 month supply of Yazoo Kids. Daniel, what's your favourite flavour?
I have to go with strawberry.
Strawberry, okay, fair enough. Oh, yeah. A solid choice, a solid selection. So we've got the 3 month supply, then we've got a day pass for Dublin Zoo for the family, and a one night B&B stay at the Castleknock Hotel in Dublin with a meal. T's and C's apply. And then we put you in the prize for the big prize at the end of the week. Well done, guys.
Oh, wow, thank you very much.
You're welcome very much.
Delighted with that.
Thanks for coming on. Have a good day.
All right.
Yeah.
Stop the show.
Hey. Cheers, darling. Much love.
With Supermax and Super Subs. Delicious subs, soups, and salads. Always fresh, always tasty.
Be heavy, highs of 17 to 20 degrees. Today FM News, some more on The Last Word at 4:30.
I'm looking at the various sizes of Garth Brooks here.
Okay, yeah. Is he like a Russian dog? Could you sort of stack him inside himself?
He's gone up and down quite a lot weight-wise in...
He's literally half what he was when he announced the gigs.
How much did he lose? 3 stone, was it?
3.5 stone. He said that he is the exact same weight as he was when he did the Croke Park gigs in 97.
Ah, fair play to him. I'm jealous, but fair play to him. Garth Brooks making me feel bad about myself now again.
I've been looking for the last couple of weeks for an outfit, obviously. And did you know the red and black check shirt?
Yeah.
Couldn't find one anywhere.
What is it?
That's not
the original one. Yeah.
What's that?
From the album cover years ago.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the album was, but yeah. Or there was a blue and black one as well, wasn't there?
There was, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Ray, he had several million reasons to lose the weight, in fairness.
Okay, I tell you what. If someone comes up with... How much is Garth making out of these gigs?
Say, 5-10 million.
If someone gives me a 10 million euro bet to sing country music songs for 5 nights. Five nights of singing Garth Brooks songs...
To 400,000 people.
To 400,000 people for 10 million euro... I'll lose the 3.5 stone. And they're the only circumstances.
Ray Foley.
The only circumstances under which I will give up the booze and sort out the takeaway situation. Wandy, this is Today FM. You're insecure. Bang, Beyonce.
Who's she?
Break my soul. Today FM, we play the music you love. Hang in afternoon. How you doing? Ray Foley on Thursday. Nearly there, nearly at the weekend. Nearly Garth time, babies. And of course, another big day today. It's CAO Day today. I'm trying to think back to my own CAO experience. And it was so long ago, and there have been so many bottles of wine drank since then that I don't recall. No, I do. I'll never forget. I got my... Because you get your points a week before, or at least it was. Is it still the case? You get it pretty soon before.
I think there was a small gap, yeah.
So you get your points a week before. I got the points, and the minute I opened them, I was like, oh, it's going to be tight.
Let me close this one.
It's going to be tight. And it, as it turned out, I only had 5 points enough to get in to the course I wanted up in Dublin to go to journalism and DIT.
Going back to the points thing, I did the Leaving Cert twice, as you're often like to remind
well
me.
Well aware.
The first time I got my points, I was on holidays in Achill, and this is how long ago it was. I had to go to a payphone to ring up from a shop. Ring my school to talk to the secretary who read out my results down the phone. And I said, thank you very much, I'll be repeating.
Was it one of those telephone FO for the N phone boxes and you have to push the A button and the B button? You have no idea what
Quite
I'm talking
possibly.
About.
Is it
A button and a B button? Does anyone remember?
I was feeding coins in anyway.
Text us 0874100. Did you use a call card?
I didn't even have one. That was too posh.
So the youngest person I know, aside from my children, Alex...
Is he out there? Come in. Would you come in? Where is he? He's out there somewhere.
Come in, young fella.
Is he already celebrating? Is he already in the town? Did he already get cans?
Alex.
Wave him in there.
Come on in.
Come in. We're talking about you.
There he is.
Are your ears burning? Oh. Come on over there and sit down.
Oh, he's giving nothing away.
Alex is 18 years old. Oh, he looks a bit down.
That's a poker face.
I'm concerned that we may have called in a young man on the worst day of his life.
Right.
To ask him how he got it on the CEO.
They're not celebratory cans, I'll put it to you that way.
What?
They're not celebratory cans.
You're not... What?
I'm only messing, I got my first choice.
Yeah! Oh, Alex! You nearly killed me! Because we were like, I will bring him in, and we just took it for granted you were going to get them. That you were going to get enough and you were going to get your points.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd get them.
So what'd you go for? You were going for journalism?
Journalism DCU, yeah.
Right.
Right.
And your points were what?
So last year there were 452.
Yeah.
And I got 454.
Tight.
Oh, so it's very, tight enough. Again. And I was like, could be 50-50.
Yeah.
They could go up. There's a lot of talk in the news about inflation in all aspects. And I was like, oh God, I don't know how I'll do. And then this morning I was in the building and I was chatting away to someone. They were talking about the results and they were saying, oh, are you going to be chatting about it on the radio, are you? And I said, oh yeah, maybe. And then I looked at my computer and this is about 40 minutes before they're due to come out.
Yeah.
I had an email from the CAO. And it said,
oh, wow, really?
What? Yeah, it said level 6 offer and level 8 offer.
I don't know what any of that means. We didn't do any of this business.
So, like, we have like level 8 offers are your dream courses for your like 4-year, 3-year degrees, you know, when you get your Bachelor of Arts or your, you know, Bachelor of Science, whatever.
Right.
And then your level 7 and 6 is kind of the one below that.
Okay.
So, I only had one on my level 7 and 6s and I got that. And then I had about 5 on my level 8 out of 10 and I got my first one.
So,
happy out.
What was the points then? Can you tell us what the points ended up being on the course?
I don't know. Right, I think we probably won't know until all the rounds are done, so maybe in October.
Okay.
So it could have easily been 454 and I got up by the skin of my teeth. Like.
Well, here's the thing. Nobody wants to be a journalist anymore. This is the thing. Nobody wants to get into this line of work. This is dead now. It's all about the internet.
Sure, that's why I'm here.
And the podcast.
That's how I got in here.
I tell you what, you're the first kid to apply to work in Today FM in 15 years. This is why they've brought us back. Because nobody wants to work in radio.
They're dying off, right?
This is it. There's no talent anymore.
No new blood.
They're just bringing back old guys that they fired years ago. That's what it is. Well, congratulations. Yeah, we're going on the beer
Thanks
tonight.
Yeah.
We're going to meet all your young friends. We're going to be like your uncles. And
that's
who are
my
you?
Godfather
are you?
Ray.
Did you get it? That's my Uncle Ray. That's my Uncle Ray and my Uncle JP. We're going to be having a great old night tonight for Alex and his points.
Congratulations and celebrations.
Can you introduce us to the young people?
The young people,
and we'll bring it to Garth Brooks tomorrow night.
Oh,
if you're
class.
Very good.
Class.
Cheers, buddy. Today, the world is gonna roll me. I question. Oh, we've got a christen the baby's head. Or what's the expression? What's the
wet the baby's wet the head?
We've got the wet the baby's head.
Yeah,
for the he's after getting his listener.
It's the Jail Lords.
Jail Lords. The CEOs.
Jail Lords are up.
Our little Alex is all grown up and he's going off to college. When do you start college now?
I actually don't know.
Brilliant.
Well done.
Could be tomorrow.
You failed the first test. Congratulations. Yeah. You're out. Text and WhatsApp 0874 100 102. Ah, Ray, my son just finished his leaving and his dream is to be a radio presenter. So there you go. There are people who want to work in Today FM. That's his dream too, from Una. Una, that poor child is deluded. He's deluded.
We don't need the competition, Una.
Frankly, we don't need young, talented, young fellas getting into the business, frankly. Tell him to go into podcasting or YouTube. Can we verify that this Alex lad is only 18? He's far too self-possessed to be a teenager.
Alex, I've a booster seat for the desk and all.
Could you stop possessing yourself, please? I want to answer. I can see them. And I put his age closer to 26 from Sean. Sean, thank you very much for the correspondence. Oh, 18. We checked the birth cert and the driver's license.
ID and everything.
We're taking him for a shandy now, just to celebrate.
Sidona.
To wet the baby's head. A rock shandy we're taking him for. Right, congratulations. Go on.
Thanks for that.
Get out of here.
Cheers.
See you at the pub. So much we didn't get to do on the show today.
No.
Sit down there. I'm joking. You can sit down. Jesus Christ.
No, speak it out.
No, sit down.
Come on. Sit down.
There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today.
Okay.
We didn't get to do Edible Sheeran, where we bake some gingerbread men in the shape of popular tunesmith Ed Sheeran in Edible Sheeran. We didn't get to do Friends in Low Places,
Roger.
Where we host a screening of the popular US sitcom Friends in venues that are at or below sea level.
Low Places.
In Friends in Low Places. And we didn't get to do I Hear You Parking, Big Dog. I Hear You Parking, Big Dog, where we find out which breed of dog is best at parallel parking in I Hear You Parking, Big Dog. Maybe we'll get to that tomorrow. Hey, have a lovely evening. Matt Cooper's on the way next.
Ray,
we'll talk to you tomorrow from 2 for Garth Day.
Supermax.